Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Psalm 31:24. Be of good character, and he shall strengthen your heart. All that hope in the Lord. Thank you, and welcome to this program. This week on the program, Manchester United had a 3-1 win over Preston North End to move on in the FA Cup, where this Monday they would take on Arsenal. My thoughts on that. Plus, it's the final season for the Rainbow Warrior in NASCAR, his fourth season. He may do some, they said he might do some like races here and there, but it's his final full season in NASCAR and his last Daytona 500 where he has clinched the pole. My thoughts on that is the NASCAR season gets started. Also, in 7 days, you're going to vote on net neutrality. Why you need to know about this and tell your congressmen and senators no, no, no. Also, can Republicans and Democrats ever agree upon anything? And also, how do you kill an ideology? The ISIS ideology. How do you kill that? That much, much more. The conversation starts right now. Welcome to this amazing program today we have, folks. I've been up super. I couldn't sleep last night because I had a dentist appointment. I'm always afraid, like, if I got to work early or have to get up early, I'm going to miss. So I decided to be up at 6:30 to be at the dentist for 7:30. And, of course, I have to take, like, 75 x-rays. Like every 5 years, they do like 10x, like 18 x-rays or something. Crap. Well, this is a 3D tooth, and this is a 2D image, and it kind of feels different, but it doesn't look different on the x-rays. So I'm just monitoring. I'm like, okay, not much we can do because I have a root canal there. Okay, whatever. So I hate the dentist, but my blood pressure is always like 5,000 degrees Kelvin. So I was like, your blood pressure is 400 over 900? Yeah, okay. You should be, well, let's try that again. I don't know what good blood pressure is. I don't know what those numbers mean. No. All they say is, well, your number's high. Great. Oh, wow. It's funny. But anywho, I love my dentist. I've known the guy that started the practice all my life, and the other one, you know, Richard Ellsworth, I've known my whole life, and I've only seen him, and I've only seen Rachel Bay since she came on board, and they were like, it's amazing how many of our patients that Richard have know Rachel Bay. I'm like, I've known Dave for a long time. She's like a great, great friend. Especially when you go to a dentist, the only thing that keeps me calm there is they got Caleb on the radio. I'm like, oh, thank you, God. You know what I mean? Oh, but anyway. I was just thinking about this whole, because in 7 days, they're going to vote on net neutrality. And if you don't know what net neutrality is, because we're going to start there, is they want to control the internet. They want to control everything. You ever wondered why you can't just say, well, I don't want to, I just want to have, give us 1,000 channels and let me choose which ones I want. Let me tell you something. MSNBC would be changing their tune really fast. So would CNN. No one watches them. The only reason they don't want that because they get millions of dollars because there are 95 million homes across the whole U.S. But how many of those 95 million homes watch it? I watch MSNBC once in a while just because it's like my Comedy Central. It's hilarious. I love to see Chris Matthews. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. People believe this? They actually, oh my God. People, no, actually, really, they don't watch it. That's why like CNN and MSNBC combined have fewer viewers than Fox News does come an election night. You know, that's why in France or in Russia and other countries, they have Russia Channel 1, Russia Channel 2, and if you're lucky, you might get 3 or 4. The U.S. has 500 plus channels. What is the problem? If you can't find something to watch on 500 plus channels, if you really think Netflix is that bad that you have to get the government involved, just wait till license and get and have all kinds of fees and licensing just to be able to sell on eBay. Even if you're just going to sell one or two things around your home. Well, it doesn't matter if you sell on eBay now, because of the net neutrality law, you have to register as a business. And it's a $400 fee. You get a tax-exempt status and all this, and you have to pay all these licensing fees and all this. Well, I just have some things I found in the basement that I don't use that I want to get rid of, and I thought I could sell them on eBay. Well, now you have to have a license. You know, it's not good. Nothing. Okay, you want to have the government run like the healthcare.gov website? If you want to have your internet like that, remember AOL? Remember that when, like, what it cost if you got like 25 minutes or whatever? I mean, not 25 minutes, 25 hours. And if you went over those hours that you bought, what it cost, the fees. I remember this is way back in the day. Me and my friend were on the internet and spent like $40 in one night. We don't want to go back to a time where it's the government runs the internet and tries to control everything. That's why we came to this country, to get away from the government. And I don't care what they, how they spend it, or how they try to I don't care if they spend $1 billion to try to get people that, well, how can we make this so it sounds good? How can we, I don't care how you spend it. Net neutrality is the government owning the internet. They're going to say what goes on there. It's not going to get faster. Look at every other country that has government-run TV. How many networks do they have in France or Germany? They have 500. They have German channel 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. You watch what they tell you to watch. Those people say what they want to say. No, they say what they're told to say. But whatever, I mean, go to your congressman, go to your senators, get on the phones, say, hey, I don't want this. Get out of my life. Get out of my internet. I don't care. I don't care if you spin it like it's candy canes and lollipops. I don't care how they spin it. I don't care. Because if it doesn't get passed, they're going to try to change the name. And, well, they don't. Well, how can we make it the faster internet bill or something? It's all going to be the same. We're all going to try to control the internet. They're all going to censor what you and I say. See, the left and the Marxists don't want you to have a say. They don't want you to speak your mind. But some people don't realize. And you're not going to see Glenn Beck go off the air tomorrow, the day after the bill is passed, whenever that, you know, like in 7 days, like on the 8th or 9th day. We're not going to go out then. No, it's going to take a while. But it's going to slowly creep in and take away all your freedoms and rights on the internet, what you can say and what you can't say and what you can't do. Governments don't make things better. They just get in the way. But, I mean, what's wrong with having 500 channels? I mean, that's what they try to act like. Well, it's costly. You have fun, you know. I mean, some of the ridiculous things they try to claim just to get you to try to switch. And I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It is. I don't know how anyone can support it if you know what it's truly about. But they try to make you think it's all candy canes and roses. And then you sit there and, wow, look at it. And then when you look in your hands, like, what is this horse manure? What the heck is this? I was told I was getting roses and candy canes. I've known people in my life that would sell you gold. And by the time they were gone with your money, you looked in your hands and you wondered why you had that dog bleep in there. That's what's going to happen. They're going to try to spin it off as this great, wonderful thing. They're telling you it's going to be wonderful. But you're going to be sorry it never passed. So please do me a favor. Go to glenbeck.com and sign the petition against it. Do it now. And pass it on. Facebook it, link it, whatever you can do. Email it. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. Tell strangers. Tell anyone. Tell your liberal friends. They won't believe it, but... because then they're going to be like the day after. See, the internet's still here. This isn't, well, right now. Like the telecommunications bill that basically stopped progress for years. Anything the government does is not good. Like, I can understand, okay, you have a warrant and you believe that this person has bad intentions, okay. Spy on them. Find out what they're doing. Listen in. I don't believe in listening in to every single solitary conversation of every American. But, you know. But they'll spin it like, well, we're not going to really spy on you. What do you... okay, well, if they're not really going to spy on you, then why do anything? Why not just have it as is, where, hey, you have to get a warrant? I don't know anyone that's sat there and said, okay, well, we think this guy's going to do something right now, so we need to spy immediately. No. We believe this guy's intentions are bad long term. Let's start to listen in and see what he is up to. That's not rushing. Why can't you just get a... what is it? A warrant to do that. But it doesn't matter, because the government would just go to Yahoo and say, hey, we want to have access to your emails. We'll cut you some breaks here and there, and then they'll agree to it, and there's nothing you can do, because then the email, they can look into it and read them all. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to, but wait a minute, I didn't, when I supported this, I supported, like, so you can go after the terrorists, not listen to every single solitary conversation everyone has in this whole world. But what difference does it make? What difference does it make, really? I'm going to be Hillary Clinton for a while. What difference does it make? Because she's going to be our president unless Obama declares some sort of state of emergency where he can stay in. Because he's not... he may be stupid, but he's not dumb. He knows the Constitution and how to abuse it and how he can get around it. Well, technically, if I do this, that Constitution is null and void. Technically, if the health care is a tax, it is constitutional. ISIS, where are you? Come to the White House. Somebody's waiting for you. He's a Christian. Nah. I asked that a question to somebody. I said, what would you do if they chopped Obama's head off? And I'm like, I don't know what I'd think. Because I don't want, I mean, he's a dictator, so I wouldn't want him. He's a dictator in chief, so I wouldn't want his head cut off. But at the same time, you know, how do you kill an ideology? How do you take, when you have, in the U.S., you have to go through all kinds of legalities just to get out the footage from 9/11 to show it. But what happens in the Middle East? They're teaching six-year-olds how to pull back a neck, how to take a knife, how to slit a throat. How do we get rid of an ideology that that takes? I don't want to sit there and go to the people in that country and say, okay, here's guns, here's how you fight, good luck. I don't want that, because then if they get killed, guess what? ISIS has our weapons. If we're going to fight, we need to have a global effort in the fight against ISIS. Because you got to understand something, folks. No one wants to hit the button. No one wants to be the one that is blamed for us going back to war, no matter what it is. If the 9/11 happened right now, I don't know if we would even go to war for that. No Democrat wants to be seen. They want to try to wait out as long as they can. Then they're going to blame the Republican for going to war. yeah, I'm having to go to war because he didn't do anything. And I'm just hoping, since there's about a 90% chance, that Obama's not going to do a damn thing, that it doesn't get way worse until we get someone in there that will do something, whatever it is. Jordan and Egypt are bombing, and they're like, why aren't you helping us, U.S.? Why aren't you giving us intelligence? Why aren't you giving us anything? If I was the general, I'd be saying, Egypt, this is what you need to do. If you're truly bombing ISIS, which they are, Jordan, this is what we need to do. They beheaded Americans. What did Obama do? He played golf. Jordan, they whacked one head off and burned a guy alive and all that. What happened? Okay, let's start bombing. We're just going to bomb. Who cares? If the U.S. isn't going to help us, we're just going to do it. We're not going to stop. We're going to bomb. We're going to do something. I mean, seriously. What is the answer? How do we stop an ideology? How do you sit there and say, okay, how do you take people that this is how they get closer to God? They have to kill. They have to pray. Okay, well, we need to sit there and cause mass chaos for the Lord to come back. I don't know any religion where God would want you to kill. But what do I know? Yeah, I'm cold, so I got my Government Mule sweatshirt on and my hoodie. And it's funny, because I'll wear it around and people go, they got elephants and donkeys, now mules. What's this world coming to, all these different political, because they think it's a political group. They don't know it's a band. I just let it go. I'm like, I'm not going to explain it to them. Just let them have fun. Just let them think it's some sort of new Tea Party group. Yes, we're a half elephant, half donkey. We're a government mule. Yeah, I just let it go. But you know, it's like at some point we're gonna have to let bygones be bygones and say, okay, yeah, you're a Republican, yeah, you're a Democrat, but how do we tackle ISIS? When can we stop the blame game? If we have to go to war to take out ISIS, that's what we have to do. We have to put ground troops in. That's what we have to do to save our lives and the lives of many other people. ISIS doesn't like the Western way of life. They don't like you, Obama supporters, Democrats. They don't like us. They don't like Americans, period. They don't like anyone that does not fight for them. But then again, you know, we got to have the blame game, because, you know, we can't go to war. A Democrat can't call war, call to action. A Democrat doesn't want to be seen as going to war. Yeah, I want Ben Carson to run for president. I think it'd be great, but heck, a parking ticket, and they would blow it up to be some huge thing. But it doesn't matter, because I guarantee you 99% of the people out there will vote for Hillary Clinton no matter what. They won't even know anything about her, good or bad. They don't care. You know, John Stewart could run for president, and I bet you he would get elected. Put John Stewart on the Democratic ballot, and I guarantee you he'd go real far. He'd probably win the damn thing. Him or Stephen Colbert. Because all the college kids who don't know anything, we just like, okay, got to vote for him. Because that's where they get their news. They don't know any difference. They don't. College kids don't know any better. That's where most of the college kids get their news from. Stephen Colbert and John Stewart. They need to have him on MSNBC or NBC. At least it'd be funny. I mean, you know, the people they have now aren't funny. Well, on MSNBC, Chris Matthews is hilarious. Some of them are. But for the most part, like the evening news, at least you could laugh because it's a lie anyways. But at least it's funny. But I've been, you know, like, how do you kill an ideology? How do you, you know, where do you, we gotta do something. We gotta come together somehow. Like, and I've used this example many times. Pardon me. You have a boat that has 1,000 gallons of water coming into the boat an hour. That's right, 1,000 gallons of water an hour. Democrats want to remove 5 gallons of water. Republicans want to move 10 gallons of water. And they fight, and they complain, and they piss and moan. And guess what happens? Let's say they take the Republicans' idea of moving 10 gallons of water. 990 gallons of water an hour are still coming into the boat. The boat's still going to sink. It's not going to do anything. You know, they're trying to vote on the Homeland Security funding. But it's stalemated. Why? Because Republicans do not want to fund this amnesty, and Obama's not going to have that. And they're bickering and fighting and going back and forth. When is that really an issue? I mean, just bickering and fighting back and forth. It's kind of like, well, if this passes, you're screwed either way. Because, you know, because it's just going to be more regulations on you. Give me a gun. I'll be secure. I'll take my freedom with a gun any day over the government trying to have my freedom. I would feel if you compare the healthcare.gov website to the government protecting you, well, how good of protection do you think you would have? Imagine if the healthcare.gov was a bulletproof vest that the government handed out for your safety. I wouldn't trust it at all. Not a second. But you know what? That's what they want. That's what they want. They want you to feel like you have a bulletproof vest on, but really, you don't really have anything. You know, they want you, oh, don't worry, the government's going to pay for everything. Yeah, it's like the Star Wars. This is not the plan you're looking for. You want the government plan. It will cover everything. You won't have to worry about finding, you'll be able to keep the doctor you have. You'll be able to have the insurance you have. Your rates won't go up. Wrong. I'll love to meet one person that has had their insurance premiums drop. Or have one person where stuff has dropped, fallen out, you know, and they've saved money. Because my prescriptions are more expensive. That's why I got off them. For the longest time, my prescriptions hadn't changed. Up until they passed this healthcare law, this Obama tax, my medical stuff, the same prescriptions I was taking hadn't gone up at all in like 7 years. Then they just went chink. And I was like, okay, I found this real CBD, and it works for me. So, and I got off these. The pharmaceutical merry-go-round. What's like all these people that support Monsanto? I'm against GMOs. Well, now we have an apple that they've made that won't brown. Like, that's an issue. Okay, folks, we have kids that are not eating apples because they turn brown. We got to do something about it. Why can't we just leave nature alone? When you have corn that has to be labeled by the EPA as a pesticide, there's something wrong. Supposedly in Fruit Loops, they've actually found when they've tested it, it's had chemical compounds of the pesticide in the cereal. I'm not against Monsanto. If they want to exist, they should be able to. But you should be able to know what has Monsanto corn or soybeans and what doesn't, what has GMOs and what doesn't, so you can make the choice yourself. How can anybody be against knowledge? How can you be against me? Okay, if you love Monsanto, great. You want to eat up their corn and soybeans? Great. Instead of milk, we'll use Roundup Ready herbicide for your cereal. That's great if that's what you want. But I should have the right to know, does it contain a GMO or not? But that's a violation. You can't do that. We're going to sue. I mean, if that corn got on my field, I'd be suing. I'd be suing, well, I'd have a hazmat team come in here. It cost me $100,000 to remove it. They had to take out a 20-foot deep hole. They had to dig a 20-foot deep hole. And since the corn had spread out for one whole acre, I had to go 20-foot deep and 1 acre wide. That's $100,000 I'm suing because you're contaminating my field. Oh, you can't replant your corn? You know, the way Monsanto's treating this country and its food supply ain't much different than the way the government is. You know, when you have these people that approve all this GMO stuff, that, gee, he's an attorney that he's in the government now, but he was a Monsanto attorney, or vice versa. We don't really know what to believe about at GMOs. There's not enough scientific data on it, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't. I mean, they should. I mean, a prescription, heck, you have to go through all kinds of testing before they can let it out. But I guess with GMOs, that's the other way around. But what I can say on that matter is, if they're willing to eat the corn, then okay. How bad could it really be if they're going to eat it? It's not like the tobacco industry where they don't smoke their cigarettes, but they sell them. But just because they will eat the product doesn't mean I have to eat it or shoot. If I don't want to eat it, I should know what doesn't have it so I don't have to eat it. Monsanto is no different than the government. You think that everything's just going to get better because of net neutrality or whatever, you know? First, we got to come together. You know, it's all about keeping jobs. I'm so tired of, well, if a Republican does it, it's all great, but if a Democrat does it, so what? I wish it was the case, but, you know, they'll find a parking ticket and they'll make it out to be the biggest thing since sliced bread. And guess what? They're going to go out to Ben Carson. And they'll say, well, you know, where this person, unfortunately, has done 10 times worse, but no one really cares. It's just crazy. Yeah, okay. American Sniper on Sunday. So we missed SNL. The 40 years. I hope to watch a replay of it. Whatever. I saw American Sniper, and I think everyone needs to see that movie just for the simple fact that you see what our men and women go through. I can imagine sitting there being, you know, okay, at any moment you could be shot. So, it's a hard movie to watch. I won't say that, but I'm glad I saw it. And there's a thing called the Wounded Warrior Project you should check out, which it should be the... No, I'm glad there's a private organization taking care of our vets, because if our vets are... Well, wait a minute, the government ain't taking care of our vets, that's why we need it. Oh, but who cares? I mean, the politicians are taken care of. You know, every politician, like Obama's getting the best medical care and everything else, but they haven't fought one war. Let me tell you, a vet should get care better than anyone in this country. Take those vets and give them congressional benefits and give the congressional benefits to the vets, you know, let them have all that stuff, and then take all those vet benefits and give them to the politicians and have politicians on the side of the road with a sign, help. see how things change. They'd never do that. It never happens. I mean, $18 trillion isn't much. I mean, what difference does it make? You know that they're trying to, okay, an all-steel penny would still cost more than a penny to make, you know. They had to reformulate the nickel because there was more than 7 cents of melt value in it. You know, all these coins have to have less than their face value of metal in it. I'm sorry, but I want to have gold and silver back into my coins. I want to have, like, the dollar coins should have some gold in it to make it worth more than a dollar. To strengthen our dollar. But that's never going to happen. You know, I speak my mind. Because with Nene Charlie coming, who knows what's going to happen. Is World War III around the corner? If something doesn't happen, I think we're like where we were in 36 when they could have gotten Hitler then and stopped him. We would have saved so many lives. But will the father of modern Muslims in the U.S., Obama, do anything? I don't think he'll do a thing. Oh yeah, he will open the golf. But actually, he's gonna step up his efforts and release 10 people from Guantanamo Bay. 10. They would already have given information or be dead. If I was present, just waterboarding, I'd be like, yes, sir. Well, actually, that's not even good enough. How can you? I'd be like, yes, I did do that. I support it 1,000,000%. When you have a guy upside down falling from the Twin Towers. But we can't. They can kill us, but we can't do anything. You got to be gentle to them. Really, folks? You know, World War III is going to happen. Because no one wants to do anything. No one wants to be... Who wants to take and hit the button and say, okay, we need to go to war. We need to stop ISIS. It's an ideology. I don't think there's so many people. So it's like someone's just going to jump right in and say, okay, he's gone. I'm taking over. We're doing this. Because it's a belief system. This is what we believe. It's not someone saying, well, this is what we need. Okay, they all have the same general ideology and belief system. So it's not like, well, he wants to do this. Someone is, okay, well, they're all killing in the name of their God. And they think it's their calling. And just, I don't know if there is an answer, but at least Jordan and Egypt are doing something. You know, when I think it was in Egypt or whatever, where they had like 41 people burned, put in a cage, and they're like burned alive, and the U.S. is just sitting there, okay, well, let's twiddle our thumbs while the rest of the world's wondering why we're not doing anything, you know? I just hope we get someone that's willing to stand up and do something before World War III. Because I don't know if it'd make a difference, but it'd be great to see Germany get involved in every country but us. Because I know Obama's never going to do anything. Just, I don't know, all these pro-government supporters. No offense, but the government really hasn't done anything, and I don't think it ever will. Trying to control everything, I mean, Russia's ruble is not doing well, and they're buying up tons of gold. You know, I get an argument, well, okay, people that invest in gold and silver, we don't just invest in gold and silver, it's not like, it's our BLM, and it's not like, okay, well, yeah, well, you need to invest in food. Well, who said I'm not going to invest in food? Who said I'm not going to invest in, like, water storage and stuff like that. but it's a hedge against inflation. On top of doing other things, one-sided attitude. In case the world collapses and stuff, investing in gold ain't gonna solve every problem. Who said someone that's investing in gold or silver is only investing in gold and silver, not in a generator or 25-year food or other things to prepare, even for a rainy day? Because I bet you those people that have like My Patriot Food and other companies where you can get food that lasts freeze dried for 25 years, the backpacker stuff, they're probably sitting pretty good. When there's food outages and there's all kinds of stuff, and they got stove in a can and all these different things. Because at worst, is you take it to a NASCAR race and use it when you're tailgating. If it's going to expire soon. The worst you do is eat it once in a while. But if you ever have a rainy day or a snowy day or something where you have no power and you need to eat the emergency food, there you go. There you go, folks. This idea that because you believe in... Because I was talking to a friend yesterday from Toronto that's very, very, very left. And we actually agreed that something has to be done. We just don't want to hand over weapons to... Okay, we're going to show you how to fight. And then when they don't do it right, and the guns end up in the hands of the terrorists, or they join them, or whatever the heck. And then we're getting killed by our own weapons. If anyone knows the answer, the world needs it. Because the government ain't the answer to anything. Government halts progress, doesn't help it. And I'm going to wrap this a little bit up with going back to the net neutrality. Okay, you got 7 days. And then there's going to be a vote on if the government owns the internet. And says what you can and can't do on it. And you're going to have an internet that is as successful as the healthcare.gov. They're going to have somebody that's going to design the website. We're going to have to fix the internet. Even though there's nothing wrong with it, we're going to have to fix it. And we're going to get someone that because somebody owes somebody something, this person has no skill in this. They probably won't even know what the internet is. And guess what? They're going to be in charge of the internet. And the government will play the switch where they want to, okay, yeah, we don't like this thing, so we're going to shut down this internet thing so that you can't, like in Egypt, we're going to shut down the internet so you don't have a way to communicate and gather and rally if you're against what's going on. They don't want you to have a weapon. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself. Anyway, now we're going to go on to something more fun. I think it is. It's the Rainbow Warriors last year in NASCAR. That's right. Hard to believe. It was 93, his first race, with the final race in Atlanta. Ray Evernham was his crew chief. And he's like, we gotta do a pit. We need to have an exercise. We can treat this because most people race the pit. And they're like, we need to figure out where, let's see how fast we can get this pit stop done. Let's treat it like a drill. And they set up, they changed the way we do pit stops. Because, wait a minute, they're still changing the first two tires, and Jeff Gordon's tires are changed, the old, and everything's out. Sped up. There was an old 8500, I think it was. Actually, added a wing and used it to cool down because the wings were illegal at this time. If they put it on this engine and it was used to cool down the engine, it was allowed, and they used the loophole, and they got 20 miles an hour faster, and no one could even compete. and they use the loophole. That's why a lot of cars now, they're so specific on what you can and cannot do, because then you can find a way. Well, this will cool down the engine, but it will give us downforce and help the car and da-da-da. No, but you look at, like, Jeff Gordon. It's hard to believe it's been that long. He's retiring. But it's his time, you know. He's making the right call. Now, will he race more races? Yes. I think now he's got what he's got. He wants to take it easy. He wants to be there for his kid a little bit. And I think it's great. I mean, granted, I think Michael Waltrip hopefully does good. He's racing because Brian Bacuse has had surgery and stuff, so he's lucky to be alive, and he's been cleared, but the first two races, he's not going to race. And Michael Waltrip, I think, will do okay in the car. He's a great driver. He has a good heart. He has a good positive attitude. He brings a lot to the team. And it's just hard to believe it's 2015 and the season already. Wow. Just seems like yesterday it was like the final season of the Winston Cup and Nextel started, and now it's here we are. And it's going to be a great season. I think you're going to see, I hope the changes they've made for the better and not this. They trying to reinvent the wheel, as you can say. You know, it's like when I kind of feel like, well, this team figured out this car, so they're doing great, but then when they switch to this, they're having the trouble figuring out why this isn't working or that isn't working, so they have to, okay, what do we do? Where do we go? Because, you know, we figured out the car tomorrow, but this car we just can't get a grasp on, you know, and it's, so it's just one of those things that these new aero packages and things that they keep introducing, and, you know, it's all, and you have to basically take the intent out of everything. Well, because, like, if you go back to that IndyCar example I was giving, well, the intent is for this thing to cool down the engine, but the real intent is it acts like a wing, and it gives them downforce, and they get faster speed, you know. Well, if you do this, the intent is you can get into the thing to add oil if you need to during the race easier, or this or that. Well, that may be your intent, but also it helps with the car with the downforce. And, you know, so if you want to make, because some things they do it to make it easier to get around, to get to fixing something if they have to at a pit stop. But that same thing, when they found out, hey, if you do this and loosen it, it can give them an advantage here or there on the track. And so, well, you got to take that intent out of there, because, well, I can say, well, also, when you do this, yeah, your intent may be to get into it easier, but it also gives you a race advantage because it does this and this. So, it's just one of those things that you need to make it to where it's easy to get into, but also at the same time, that it's like it's an on and off thing. So you don't have to sit there and like, well, if you loosen it, it makes it easier to get into, but then it gives you an advantage here, and, you know, everyone's going to do, even Brian Vickers was seeing, they were dipping parts in acid to make them lighter so it could go faster, but it affects the safety of the car, and so who knows? Everyone's going to try to get that little bit of anything they can do to get an advantage. They're going to try to in NASCAR. Well, can we make the front end stick out just a half an inch farther? That way, in case it's a nose-to-nose race, hey, it's like in the Olympics, you know, if a guy had a pimple on his nose, hey, he might have won the race. I'm going to get hand extensions. I'm going to get finger extensions. That way I can touch the wall sooner. Because imagine if you swim and, like, you lose by like 65. Well, man, if I would have trimmed my nails, heck, I could have probably won the race. Anywho, it's just hard to believe, I guess, because I'm 40 now.
And it's just hard to believe it. Jeff Gordon is retiring, you know. The Rainbow Warrior. He's a great driver. He'll go down as one of the best. But it just makes you even feel older when you're like, you realize how long it's been since, like, Davey Allison and Alan Kulwicki race. I mean, because you can tell how, because, like, they have the old Southern-style announcers. You know, and they had, like, the Southern preachers and all that stuff. Well, in every history book in stock car racing will include Davey Allison. He was a fine competitor and a great sportsman. Davey, you are our son, our father, and our hero, and we'll miss you. Now it's like everyone's like monotone. You can't tell anyone's from the north or south. They don't have accents, really. You know, they have their distinctive voice, like we all do, but, like, you can't say, oh, man, they're from the South. Man, that they're Yankee, they're East calling the NASCAR race. Because there's one of the guys that's on, he does MRN and PRN, and he's from Barry, Vermont, Dave Moody. I'm like, I know where the heck that is, because that's a little blink and you miss it town right near Montpelier. Seriously, you blink, you'll miss that town. We used to go up there to the bar, and then they always play that song, Closing Time. They play that like when you leave the bar. But it's funny because you're like, now let's go up to the booth with Dave Moody from Barry, Vermont. How you doing, Dave? And I'm like, I know that town. And unless you've lived in Montpelier, Vermont, you probably don't even know that town, because you could probably live in Vermont and never hear of Barry, Vermont. You blink and you miss the town. It's great, though. You know. But it's amazing. It's interesting how the sports changed. And I think it's for the better. You know. But we've lost people in some respects, but we've gained people. Because there are seats in MIS that I used to sit in for years that don't even exist anymore. And so. Is it the economy? Is it NASCAR? Whatever. You know. I do know that Matt Kenseth is to blame for the chase. They're always going to change it. They're always going to try to make it so that... I liked it this last year to where, like, at the last race, you have more than, like, two people. I mean, because it was tight. It was all Jimmy Johnson has to do is start this race, and he will have won the championship before going to Homestead Miami Speedway. That's not exciting. I want to have like four or five people vying for the title on the last race. Make it exciting. And that's how it was. There was four people vying for the title. And it could be that in 20 laps, two people get to the point where, hey, they're not even close. Okay, they basically knock themselves out of contention. So, hey. So... they're trying to, at least they're trying to do something to make it exciting and interesting. So I give them a thumb up. Now, if you're on planet Venus or Uranus or Saturn or any other planet but Earth, or if you're just an American, you probably didn't know that Monday Manchester United beat Preston North End 3-1 in the FA Cup. And I was watching yesterday also. They had the Champions League, and it was Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea was playing. I was watching that game, and it was a 1-1 draw. And I'm like, oh, I wanted Paris Saint-Germain to win. They haven't lost. Well, they didn't lose, but they haven't lost. They have, like, a winning streak. That's a league record up there. Plus, I don't like Chelsea. So, I tried to get a hold of my buddy from Paris. And if he's watching the game, he was on Facebook. But it's a good game. Excuse me. But I'm just like, where is Manchester United? They got to get, and they'll get back into the FA Cup next year. It'll be good to see them playing again. The Champions League. Excuse me. Next year they'll be back in the Champions League. This year they're in the FA Cup. And this Monday they take on Arsenal, which I think I think they have a chance of potentially winning the FA Cup. I mean, they're looking really, really good. They're coming together, you know. And if you haven't heard the latest news, I don't know, supposedly Real Madrid is looking at getting rid of or willing to sell Ronaldo, and United is interested in him, but supposedly he said that he has no interest in leaving Real Madrid. So I have, I've been looking at the football wires for the last couple of days into that, because Real Madrid has been saying that, oh, we're willing to sell Ronaldo, but then he stated to his agent that he's not really wanting to go anywhere, that he's happy at Real Madrid and wants to end his career at Real Madrid. So I don't know. If Real Madrid says you're gone, they may be able to let him go. You know? But who knows? He's really self-centered. You know, it's like, hey, I want the glory instead of, hey, pass the ball to Wayne Rooney, who might be able to get it to Van Persie to score. You know, I'd rather score. I'd rather have someone else score and we win the game than me lose the game because I try to score and I don't make it. You know? I mean, we're still in third in the Premier League. You know, so we're better than I thought we'd be. I think the FA Cup is helping out and getting us playing and coming together as a team. And we need to have defined roles, like I said last week, and that's one thing that we're really lacking is who's what role. Are you left back? Are you center back? You know, the only one we have guaranteed is De Gea is the goalie. He is defined. His role is defined. You know, Wayne Rooney's the best striker. He needs to be in the midfield. But what, I mean, who knows? I'm not Van de Gaal. I'm not making the millions directing that team. You know, if you do a 3-5-2-1 or a 2-4-4-1, whatever setup you have, you know, because fans will argue, well, the 3-5-2-1 works so much better. Well, we win when we do the 2-4-4-1. We may play better on the 3-5-2-1 setup, but we get more results when we do the 2-4-4-1. So, who knows? As long as we get results, that's what counts. And will we get Ronaldo? I don't think he wants to leave. And if he does leave Real Madrid, I don't think it's out of his own will. Because I know he has said to his agent, he does not want to leave. He wants to end his career there. But then you got a Spaniard wanting a Spaniard, so, you know. I don't know if he's actually Spaniard or he's like, I forget what his nationality technically is, if he's like Puerto Rican or whatever. But, you know, when you're that Latin American type person, you know, he wants his players that he's used to. Probably because that way when he gets in the locker room, all we need is a translator for Wayne Rooney, and I'll speak the whole, I'll do, you just translate for Wayne Rooney, and I'll just do the whole, you know, I'll just do all the stuff in Spanish. funny, but, you know, I mean, it's an exciting season, because it's nice to finally get back to where it's not like, okay, well, Man United so dominant that no one's even close and it's not even a game half the times. Okay, well, this team, okay, West Brom, if they can score against Manchester United, it'd be a victory for them. Granted, it'd be like 6-1, but, you know, the old days, you know, most teams, it's like, well, you know, okay, no one's scored a goal at Old Trafford in 4 years, you know. So it's nice to see them get back to getting it to where it's great, going back and forth. So, got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm just so nervous because the stuff that's going on right now in this world affects us all. And most people don't even... That's what scares me, because Hillary Clinton's going to get elected because she's going to have all these people to vote for that don't even It's like the people that voted for Barack Obama. He's his running mate, John McCain. Oh, you must be sexist because you don't like Sarah Palin. You know, I think Obama did a great job choosing Sarah Palin as his running mate. You know, that's what's wrong with this country. Net neutrality is going to pass, and no one's even... What do you mean? Net new what? What are you talking about? Really, folks? You had no idea there was a net neutrality vote going to happen, where the government's going to own the internet and all that? Cable, telephone, everything? Just like they do the healthcare? We got the greatest healthcare in this country, don't we now? We just got Obamacare.gov. That's right. You may not. Yeah. Healthcare.gov uses a dial-up server. I found that out, actually. To actually get on healthcare.gov, you have to have a dial-up server with a 16.4K modem. Remember those old days? It was like AOL and stuff. It like take like 20 minutes to get online. You had to enter like a long period. And you had to wait for someone to be at the telephone. Mom, get off the phone. I want to be on the internet. And then they'd wonder, why hasn't anyone called? I've been waiting for an important phone call. The attorney's supposed to. Whoops. Oops. The good old days. They'll be back. Let me tell you. Because government's not going to help progress. It's going to hinder progress. We're going to go backwards, not forwards. You might as well get used to cameras with film, because that's probably where it's going to go back to. But, I mean, you need to wake people up to stuff that's going on. Because it's going to affect everyone, not just the right. It's going to affect the left. Not as much, because the left. But I mean, but if you're like a Marxist progressive left, it probably won't affect you, because they'll want you to stay with you. They want to make sure they'll give you exemptions to be able to blast what you want. Someone like me, they want to shut me up. But this is a good thing. That when you look into this whole, I guess I've done the show because I want to have a voice, I want to have a say. You know, I'm tired of the Republican Party, I'm tired of the Democratic Party, I put the word party. I've got about 60 seconds left in this program to say, hey, what's going on? Hello? Wake up. See that truck pulling up? That's not a limousine. That's a slaughter truck. Yeah, it's going to take you to the slaughterhouse. There's no way. Yeah, there is air conditioning, but it doesn't matter because it's minus 10 degrees outside. You don't want to get on that truck. You're going to have your head decapitated. Remember, you're a chicken, and the government is the Tyson farmer feeding you. Some of us realize that we're going to the slaughterhouse and we're trying to get away. Let your friends realize that they're going to the slaughterhouse too. If this net neutrality passes, have fun trying to watch Netflix on a dial-up style internet. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you all. Please call your congressman and tell him no to net neutrality. God bless. Take care. Good night.